As the blue streak closed down, Rocky, Mitch, and Marla black out with a terrific lowly to seep through the cabin. Some minutes later, Mitch wakes, coughing. He shouts above the roar of the ship as it winds down, down at 600 miles an hour.
Rocky, wake up! What is all the noise?
Well, that's normally close to Ripley.
Rocky, wake up!
Anything wrong? Oh, gosh, that smell.
Poison gas. There must have been more bombs aboard than we thought.
Poison gas?
Yes.
Listen, put your handkerchief over your mouth. Hold them there.
Fella, we're done.
Oh, no, we're not. There are gas masks in the airlock chamber.
You can't get them. You got to slow us down. We're up close to the ground. Rocky, come back. We'll crash.
Well, there you are, Mitch. Slap it on. Quick.
Look at Merle. She's out to it.
I'll fix her.
How are we going to talk?
Well, they're fitted with tiny walkie-talkie sets. The same as the spacesuit. Now, listen. Get it on and be quick.
Oh, Rocky, I feel awful sick.
You're not the only one.
Oh.
I only hope we didn't swallow too much of that stuff.
How's Mala?
Listen, I'll leave you to attend to her while I try to land the blue streak.
Can you do it?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, we must be up and close to the ground.
Too close for my liking. Now, listen, Mitch. Look after Mala, will you?
Okay, pal, but put us down gently, will you? I'd hate to crack up after all this.
I think we'll make it. We've got exactly 5 minutes.
You'll never slow it down in that time.
You bet I will, Mitch. I've got to. Ann and Yan are depending on it. I've got to put her down safely.
What are you thinking, Ann?
Perhaps dying.
That is not a very pleasant thought.
We all have to face it one day.
It will not happen to us for a long time.
Oh, Yan, they're beaten as you know it. Volk has won the battle.
I still have great hope.
Yes, I did. More than 48 hours since the blue streak took off.
My dear, think of something, you know.
How can I, with Mitch and Rocky and Marla dying out there in space? The bomb that Joe planted in the control cabin will have exploded and... Oh, Jan. Jan, I...
Emma, there is somebody coming in.
Who is it?
It will be Gorg.
Jan, he blows over.
Do not let him see you cry.
I won't give him that pleasure.
Ah, the lovely Anne.
What are you doing here, Gorg?
Our friend will with our wine. Come in, you.
I will, sir.
I am sure they are both very pleased to see us.
We would be happier to see you dead. Stop your long tongue.
No, please do not come. We have other plans for them.
Of course, sir, I forgot.
What other plans?
You will learn in good time, my lovely one.
Oh, go away. Please go away.
What is the matter? Are you unhappy?
Leave her alone, Gorg, and get out of here.
I will when I am ready. I have too new.
I can imagine how pleasant it will be.
It is very pleasant for me.
Are you? Very shy.
I came to tell you that your friend is out there.
Oh, no.
I regret that I have to bring you this news. I have just received the report that they are dead.
Oh, no, no.
My lovely one, I deeply regret that I had to bring you such news. Still, their end was to be expected. They finished as will all who oppose me. And you have my deepest sympathy.
Ryan is cork, we lead rough.
If you're cool to ocean, I will choke the life out of you, you gloating swine, you hot.
Yo.
I will choke to your swine.
Yo,
die. Fire.
No. No, that will do.
Let me finish it now.
No. No. Let go.
As you wish, sire.
Oh.
I like her. Are you all right, sire?
I will recover. Fox Yarn is very strong. Only for your help, I had to die. Say, thank you, Yo. Where is the woman?
Over there, sire.
What did you do to her?
Well, she came at me like a fiend, and I had to knock her out of the way.
She is not dead, is she?
No, sire.
Do not be so disappointed.
It would save us the trouble of killing her, had she been.
But then our soldiers would not have the pleasure of watching them sacrifice the nurse, would they?
That is true. They do not like our news, eh?
I pray not that our plan has been successful, you, and Rocky is dead.
Why do you say that?
I would hate to fall into his hands.
Are you afraid of him?
He would be a terrible enemy.
He can do nothing now that he is dead.
500. Altitude 4,000.
Firing rear rocket.
Johnny? Hey, we'll never make it, Rocky.
Give me a speed reading.
Speed 400. Look, you're not slowing it down fast enough. Give her another burst.
What's our altitude?
1,200. It's no use, Rocky. We can't make it.
Hold tight. I'm going to give her everything she's got.
Yippee! That's better back, pal.
I've still got a lander.
Tickling grasshoppers. We're awful close.
Stand by for landing.
Hey, Rocky. Say, what am I...
Jesus. What am I doing shouting like that? Jiggling grasshoppers were on the ground. Rocky, you're a marvel. You did it. You did it.
Oh, forget that. I've got to get Marla out of that cabin. Open the airlock. All right, now come on. Give me a hand with her.
Yep, okay.
Then we'll pump some fresh air in here.
Yeah. And after all that...
We grab a hydrogen bomb and attack the invasion fleet.
Well, you know, Mr. Star's boy Rocky is getting kind of busy. It's only one little tech.
Well, I can think of plenty, but let's hear yours.
You can't use the blue streak without loading her with rockets.
Oh. We'll have to grab one of the space bombers.
Oh, yeah, that'll be easy.
Well, the only way we'll stop that invasion army.
Yeah, look, the more I think of it, Rocky, the more I'm certain that the moment we set foot on Venus again, we'll be grabbed by Gorg's men.
Okay, I was wrong. We haven't seen a soul since we left the Blue Street. Rocky, don't... Hey, because it's not very comfortable in this rock cave, you know.
Let's keep down.
Oh, there's no one around. Say, that's kind of funny, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd have thought that someone would have heard us.
Yeah. And maybe they're used to spaceships in these parts and they take no notice of them.
Yeah, could be. How's Mama?
I'm quite well again.
You sure?
My chest feels that I have swallowed fire.
Yes. Say, that's the effect of the gas.
Yeah, well, we're lucky. In that a few minutes, and it would have been curtains for us.
Mm-hmm. Only for you.
Oh, but, well, you took all the risk getting them gas tanks.
Oh, I didn't. Mitch, it was you and Marla that...
Oh, now, look. Let's say we're all great guys to stop the back cracking, huh?
All right.
You know, I wonder who put those bombs in the cabin.
Well, that's the silliest quiz question for years. Good.
You're
right. Takes the jackpot.
Well, Mitch, I'm afraid I don't agree with you. I'd say it was you.
Him. That crooked-nosed rat.
Yeah, he hates us. Just the sort of thing he would do.
Yeah, wait till I get my hands on that ace. Just wait. I'll belt the daylights out of him. Not that we will sit in here, but let's get moving, huh?
Mitch, we're staying put under the dock. Then we'll take a scout around the factory area and see what's what.
Well, yeah. Everything is ready for the invasion of Earth. The spaceships leave in 5 days.
Excellent, sire.
After they have left, you will prepare plans for the attack on Mars.
Would it not be better to wait until we have conquered Earth?
Why should we?
We will need many soldiers to invade Mars.
We have them, yo. Already I have one army of robots. Within a month, I shall have another at my command.
Oh, I had forgotten your robots.
They are wonderful soldiers. They will do my will without question or fear. And they are so easily replaced. Answer that, you.
Say, do you hear that? Da. Say, Topara Tsu Daikno.
Who will be reporting what to us, you?
Is new to you, sire.
Have Vokjan and Anne escaped?
No. The blue streak landed on the northern continent.
Huh. When did this happen?
30 minutes ago, sire.
And we have only just heard. Where are Rocky Star and the others?
They have left the blue streak and disappeared.
And you swore that they would be dead.
Sire!
Silence, you idiot! Have a jet plane made ready for me in 2 minutes.
Where are you going?
To the northern continent. This time I shall deal with Rocky Star.
While Yo orders the jet, Gorg threatens him with dire punishment unless Rocky is recaptured. What lies ahead for our friends? Can they destroy the invasion army on Rama, or will they be too late? There are thrills and drama ahead for you in the next action-packed episode of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.